Nazir Daf Ches Amud Aleph, Shir number 1. And we're going from the top of the Amud, the new Mishnah. And some of this has been quoted in previous Gemaras. The Mishnah tells us, Hareini Nazir Kesar Roshi. If a person says, I am a Nazir like the hair on my head, Uka Afar Haaretz, or like the dust of the earth, Uka Chol Hayam, or like the sand in the sea, then Harezer Nazir Olam. He becomes a permanent Nazir, Umagaleach Achas L'Shloshim Yom. And he can cut his hair once every 30 days. So we'll see now the opinion of Rebbe, who disagrees with that. Rebbe Oimer Ein Ze Megaleach Achas L'Shloshim Yom. He says, no, this person cannot cut his hair once every 30 days. Ve'ezu Megaleach Achas L'Shloshim. Who is the type of Nazir that can cut his hair once every 30 days? Only a person who Ha'omer, who says, Hare Olai Naziris Kisa'aroshi, a slightly different formula. If he says, I am accepting upon myself Naziris like the hair of my head, Uka'afar Ha'aretz, or like the dust of the earth, Uka'chol Hayam, or like the sand of the sea, then he can cut his hair once every 30 days. So what's Pshat in Rebbe? Rebbe holds that this type of Naziris acceptance is only going to be considered one period of Naziris. So it's just that one Naziris is going to be as long as there are hairs on his head, however many that might be, or sand on the beach, or dust of the earth. So that's why he can't shave his hair once every 30 days. That first case in the Mishnah that the Tanakhama was talking about, it's only one period, just a long period. So he can't shave his hair every 30 days because he doesn't view it as multiple terms of Naziris, just one long period, uninterrupted. The case where you can cut your hair once every 30 days is where you emphasize that you're accepting multiple Naziris. It's where Hare Olai Nazirois. It's where I'm accepting plural Naziris terms. Multiple Naziris terms. How many? Like the number of hairs on my head. Then it's multiple Naziris terms, each one being 30 days. That's why Rebbe says in that case you can cut your hair once every 30 days. But if you just accept one Naziris for a long time, well, then you can't interrupt that because it's one uninterruptible period of Naziris. The next part of the Mishnah tells us, Hareini Nazir Meloi Habayis. If a person says, I am a Nazir like a full house, Oi Meloi HaKupo, or like a full box, then what do? Boidkin Oisoi, you have to check. You have to check what this guy meant. It's definitely a term of Naziris, but we need to know, what did you mean? Im Amar Achas Gedoyle Nozarti, if he says that I took upon myself to be a Nazir for one long term, then Nazir Shaloshim Yom, then even though he says it's long, it's still only going to be one single 30-day Naziris. V'im Amar, but if he says what I meant was Stam Nozarti, I just said I'd be a Nazir without any specific time, then Roines Akupa Ki'ilu Himalaya Chardal, the Nazir Kol Yomav. Then we view this box as if it's full of mustard seeds, and because there's an infinite number of mustard seeds, obviously there's a finite number, but there's an incredibly large number of mustard seeds in this box, so he will be end up being a Nazir for all of his life. You see, when he said this term, Meloi Habayis or Meloi HaKupa, it's an ambiguous term. So that's why we have to ask him what he meant. So if he says he intended to accept upon himself one long Naziris, then he's a Nazir for 30 days, because the word long doesn't have any relevance in Naziris, like we learned earlier in a Mishnah before, that long just means it feels long, but not that it's actually long. But if when you ask him and he clarifies and he says he was just accepting it stam without any specification, well, so then we assume that what he meant was that he would be a Nazir as long as there are, he would have a Naziris for the length of time that there are units of stuff in his house or in the box. So what we do is we fill the box with the most machmir amount, which will be mustard seeds, that'll get the highest amount, and then he'll have to be a Nazir for the rest of his life. So that's how we deal with that ambiguous Naziris acceptance. The Mishnah continues, Hareini Nazir Mikan Ad Mokum Ploini. What happens if a person says, I'm a Nazir from now until I get to a certain place, or until the time it takes to get to a certain place? So then what do? Omdim kama yomim mikan ad makom ploni. We measure how many days it would take to get from here to there. In pachis mishloshim yom, nazir shloshim yom. If it works out to be less than 30 days, well, there's no naziris for less than 30 days, so we make him a nazir for 30 days. V'imalav, if not, if it's more than 30 or more, well then, nazir kaminyan yomim, then he'll be a nazir for the number of days that you work out that will cover that length of distance. The Mishnah continues, and it says, finally, Hareini nazir kaminyan yomay sachama. If a person says, I am a nazir, like the number of days in the year, the chama here being the solar year, which will be 365. So what do? Moina naziris kaminyan yomay sachama. So we count multiple naziris acceptances, the length of the number will be 365, the length of a solar year, which means he will have to keep 365 30-day naziruses, which means he'll be a nazir for 365 months. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, "My sohaya, there was a situation where this happened, and kevan sheishlim mace." Once he'd finished off the Naziris, which would be 365 times 30 days, so 365 months of Naziris, and once he'd finished it off, he died. So the Chiddush here is that when he says, I will be a Nazir for the number of days in the year, it means he will have multiple sets of Naziris, how many, the number of days there are in the solar year, 365.